this ain't the one, but I know she out there. Should've broke it off way sooner. I was unsure, but I know this ain't fair. I thought you had a heart for the God I love. That's just unclear, so I can't. Yes,
Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
And we understand, is there anything too hard for God? Now, the human body is a work of God. And man still doesn't understand all the elements of the body and how God did it. So Jesus said in the Lord's Prayer, Father, forgive us our debt. This phrase is a request for God to forgive sin. Father, forgive us our debt in the Lord's Prayer. And it tells us that sometimes we do things we shouldn't have done. Yeah. Father, forgive our debt. And the debt here implies that mankind owes God something which you and I cannot pay. The word trespasses, and forgive us our trespasses, in the Lord's Prayer suggests that people or man have broken a rule or commitment and a wrong. Forgive us our debts. We forgive our debtors in the Lord's Prayer also suggests that forgiveness is a mutual concept and that we should ask God to forgive them using the same standard we use to forgive others. You'll catch that. We should ask God to forgive them using the same standard we use to forgive others. In the power of forgiveness, the historical text states, Jesus said, as he was on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, or they didn't even know what they were doing. There are times in our life we do things we don't know why we do. There are times that we are simply going along with the program going on, with the plan. And there are times that we get caught up in hype. And, you know, you can get caught up in that stuff that we even see it now. And people do crazy stuff. And the enemy loves that because the enemy is designed to kill, steal, and to destroy. But when you get pumped up and hyped up, just like what we've been witnessing politically, people do crazy things. And we're witnessing that today. If we're not careful, the world is being hyped up by some stuff that caused division, strife, and animosity. The world is being hyped up by stuff that caused us division and separation. The world is being hyped up as stuff, and the enemy stepped back and he's laughing all the way down in hell. Well, he's really not there. He's right where we are. Because he ain't got to where God is going to put him yet. But his objective is to hype us up, get us in a frenzy that we don't even know right from wrong. Even when we see right, we call it wrong. That's the technological term that we're seeing today, where people are doing so much in this New Age theology that's killing and driving America back into the Stone Age. My brothers and sisters, one of the things that we can understand is that when we think about what God is doing in this forgiveness plan, we see how God is moving us in a direction to look like Him. One of the things we see Jesus at this point, Jesus was asking for forgiveness for those who were sinning against Him. At a time when their action against Him seemed totally and completely unforgivable. Can you imagine people trying to kill you and you ask somebody to forgive them for trying to kill you? That is what we do. If anything, we fight back. But here was the Lord, divinity who became humanity, asking the Father to forgive those who were about to kill Him. And one would say, how could you forgive somebody who's killing you? But Jesus did. He asked the Father, He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Sometimes we just don't know why we're doing stuff. So Jesus understood His mission and His plan. But the ultimate plan was God saving man from himself. If we're not careful, whole society, man will destroy himself. God said in His word, if He did not come back, man would destroy himself. How close are we to destroying ourselves because of the differences that we have? And yet here was the Lord saying, God did it to save man from himself. One of the things in life that we will go through is we're all going to go through some hurt deeply in life by someone. Even today, the president is being talked about concerning his age and whether he is fit to fulfill another 4 years in office. And there's a frenzy that you see every day in the local news and national news. In fact, many of us are carrying substantial wounds. Maybe someone abused you, or took advantage of you, or lied on you, or even cheated on you. I'm not in your neighborhood. Maybe someone hurt you, someone you love, or someone hurt your child. Maybe someone who is a Christian didn't act very Christ-like to you. Maybe someone gossiped about you and said something that was not true. Maybe someone at work lied about you and got you in trouble. Some of us, my brothers and sisters, were hurt by people who are no longer alive. And yet we are carrying the weight and the bitterness against them. I share with my mom, yeah, mom, I'm talking about you now. Let it go. Dad been gone almost 40 years, and mom still talking about what he did not do. Let it go. My brothers and sisters, we could ask the question, what is this concept of forgiveness all about? The truth is, we all struggle with forgiveness because of our humanness, if that's such a word. And it's because we all have a sinful or a sin nature. Yet as we look at God, we find that He loves to forgive. Because God is love. And if we are going to emulate the one whom we say we have a relationship with, we must have the same attributes or the same characteristics or the same nature that God has. If we say we are Christians, we must have the love type of relationship that He has. God desired to offer His forgiveness to us. And what if He did not? First, forgiveness brings grace. And grace is God's unmerited favor. For forgiveness is not found in our action. It comes from the one who does the forgiving. And there are too many people who think they can earn forgiveness. That's works. That's a completely different system. Now we know why Jesus said, I will reward you when I come. Thank you, Bruce. If only they would do enough good, God would be motivated to forgive them. It doesn't work like that. My preaching don't get me in heaven. My teaching doesn't. That works. My teaching doesn't get me in heaven. God's grace is unmerited. It's nothing that we can merit or do well enough that would desire for us to get there. That's why Christ came and paid the ultimate price so that all of us would not have to suffer under the laws of sin and death. If only we could do good enough, God would be motivated to forgive us. It doesn't work like that. I don't care how much you teach a preacher or do good things, that's not grace. That's not what God is up to. Grace is His unmerited favor. God gave us favor. Titus 3, 4 and 5 said, but when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared, He saved us, not because of righteous things we have done, but because of His mercy. It ain't about you, it's about Him. There is not any reason we have for receiving forgiveness apart from the grace of God. There's no reason. This is all about God and what Christ did through His Son. Forgiveness is part of the nature of God, and God's love covers us through His Son, Jesus. John 3:17 states, for God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. There are a lot of conjunctions there because God will do it, but if you don't want it, He's not going to make you accept it. You've heard me say so often how God is not trying to judge us, God is trying to save us. If we are all created in His image and likeness, spiritually, God ain't trying to judge no man because He has established the plan for every man to be saved. Now, everybody knows the plan, but not everybody will be saved because they won't accept the plan, and God ain't going to make nobody accept salvation. And I say, it is a foolish person that want to go to hell because they won't accept what God so graciously has given them. But there are a whole bunch of folks that will make it there because they won't accept what God has given them. God said, this is My grace for you and mercy. I sent My Son to die so that you won't have